So turn to your neighbor, tell them, Merry Christmas. Tell them you are looking nice. And tomorrow, they will shine. Wear shit. Wow. Let's celebrate the goodness of the Lord. So for those who are following this service all over online, our extension services at the pavilion, or even who will be able to stream this service thereafter, we love you and we wish you a Merry Christmas. He is the reason why we are gathered here. And even those who are traveling, as we gather as families during the festive season, we celebrate the goodness of the King. For he has been faithful since the year started in January, isn't it? And that's why we are gathered here, to tell him thank you for his faithfulness. Bonus, if he will. So my name is Pastor Andrew Mashina, and I'm bringing you the word this very morning and this very day, the second last Sunday of the year 2024, to celebrate the King of Kings. 3 days or 2 days shy to Christmas. And therefore my message will be about the season that we are into. Bonus, if he will. So in that regard, I request kindly, let's be upstanding, even as we read the word of God. Coming from the word, the book of John, chapter 2. John chapter 2, the very first miracle that Jesus performed while he was here on earth. And it says, John chapter 2, verse 1, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. Verse 9, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from. Though the servants who had drawn the water knew, then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice first wine, and choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much." Verse 11, where we pause, "Drink, but you have saved the best till now." Heavenly Father, we are grateful this very hour, this very day that you have given unto us. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, as we meditate on this word, may your Holy Spirit come forth. May you speak to us through this word. May you give us a revelation and understanding on what you want us to do, particularly in this season when we are celebrating the birth and the gift that you gave to humanity as a choice, the only begotten Son. We celebrate you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May we be seated. The title of my message is The Glorious Gift, or the glorious greatest gift ever given to mankind. And as you reflect about gifts, if you can take a minute and even share, or even a second, share with your neighbor, or reflect one of the precious gifts that you have ever received in your life. One of the precious gifts that you have ever received in your life. What would it be? Some others will be maybe a child, like Hannah in the Bible, who prayed for just a child. "Give me a son." To her, that was the precious gift she ever received in her life. What is that one gift that you have ever received in your life? Some of you, maybe your uncle promised to bring you to Nairobi. And maybe that's how you found yourself in Nairobi today. Because you have your uncle when you passed your exams. I don't know. Some of you is a spouse. When that gentleman committed to get to marry you. Or even the gentleman, when you got that lady, and you see, she is one of the best gifts that I ever received in my life. Some of you is a parent. You have the gift of the parent. I don't know. Some of you is a home. Some of you maybe you received a car. What is that gift that you reflect today? Because we are talking about the glorious gift ever given to humanity. And as you reflect that, I don't know whether you are sharing that with your neighbor. I can post it this way, a different question. Which is one of the precious gifts have you ever given to someone? Because most of the time we just requesting to receive. Which is one precious gift, or the most gift, or the most expensive gift that you have ever given to someone? For the gentleman, maybe it's that ring that you popped. And I don't know whether that lady accepted. I don't know. What is that precious gift that you have ever given to someone? We are reflecting about the precious and the glorious gift ever given to humanity. 2,000 years plus. And that's why we are here, the season that we are into. Some of you is the wisdom, like Solomon asked for wisdom. I don't know. And therefore, as we reflect and as we continue this study, this gift that God has given unto us, it's a gift that is unspeakable. When Paul was teaching or writing to the church in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, he actually said, the undescribable gift. And therefore, this gift, we may not have the words to say how it made us feel. It's unspeakable. This is a glorious gift. It's unspeakable in its measure. It's unspeakable in its nature. It's unspeakable in its pleasure, or the joy, or the satisfaction that it brings. Bwana asifiwe. And if you start with the one, the first one, the unspeakable measure. Many a times, and we'll be reflecting on that gift in this wedding, the very first wedding or miracle that Jesus did. And thank God he had been invited. Many a times, and this season we have seen the announcement that Deacon Josh has done, the international wedding happening in Zambia and in Uganda, and maybe some of you are invited. Thank God this couple, build having a master to plan for their wedding, they had invited Jesus, the disciples, and the mother. So when the wine got finished, the fallback was Jesus. Though they didn't know, maybe just a card they distributed. And Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus, decided, let me tag along my son. And when I was reflecting on this, Deacon George, the confidence Mary had when someone came and told her, we had run out of wine. He went to the son, they don't have wine. This is something she had observed over the years. And then go to the mothers. They're able to recognize and understand the gifting of their children at a very tender age. And also in fathers as well. And so when she is approaching the son, she is confident enough that he has a solution. And I can imagine how she approached Jesus. And maybe Jesus was called Jess. You know, sometimes you have pet names at home. Jess, they have run out of wine. And this may be something she had observed over time. Particularly in our community, in our society that we are into in Nairobi. And this is very common. When the ladies are in the kitchen, gentlemen, you know this, they are cooking, Mr. Minor, and the gas runs out. And the two words, gas imeisha. And maybe Mary, over time, she had realized, she would not tell Joseph, she would go direct to Jess. Yes, gas imeisha. And maybe Jesus will tell, okay, how many cylinders do you have? How many cylinders do you have? And so that's the confidence. You can see the confidence she had when she told Jesus they had run out of wine. Or maybe even drawing the water. Because in Israel, they don't have rivers. They don't have piped water. So they were drawing the water from a well. And so maybe the water, when it's run out, she will approach Jesus. We don't have enough water. And maybe Jesus will go with a jug, draw just a liter, and fill all the other tanks that were in the compound. Maybe. And the confidence that Mary had. And therefore, when we reflect about the gift, that God has given unto us in form of a son. When you received that gift, maybe a ring, maybe a pair of shoes, maybe a house, maybe a car, does it make you feel the same today? Maybe it is 10 years down the line or 2 years down the line. Does it have the same feeling? Over time, it gets eroded, isn't it? But this gift that was given unto us 2,000 years plus ago has a different feeling, has a different impact into our lives. And ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and my sister, may we accept this gift. May we unwrap this gift. The unspeakable measure of the gift. The unspeakable measure of the gift. There is no word that can fit in to explain this kind of a gift. The gift that brings healing. The gift that brings salvation. The gift that brings restoration. The gift that gives us love. He so loved the world, John 3:16, that whoever believes in it, it gives us eternal life. This gift. May we perceive this gift in a different perspective. May we not just say it's another Christmas we are living. Bona sifiwe. And therefore the unspeakable measure. And many a times, ladies and gentlemen, we try with our own effort. We actually contract the experts in our industry to try and help us. Just like the couple in this wedding. They had contracted the master who was in charge of everything. You know, making sure everything is in time. Everything, we are on time, the vehicles, what have you, the brides. But the wine got finished. And I believe even the couple, they didn't know even the wine got finished. And you know, preparing wine, it takes time. Pressing the grapes, making it ferment before it becomes wine. It takes time. I remember there's quite a number of gifts that God has given unto us, but we don't know. We are just struggling. Yet the gift is here with us. As a church, in fact, as Baptist Church, over the years we had struggled. When we moved here in the year 2000, we used to rely with the water of City Council then, now County Council of Nairobi. And the water was not sufficient. And so every other week, we would get like 3 bowsers to supplement what we are getting from the City Council. And so the bills of buying water was a bit high and high. But what we didn't know is that there's a gift that God had given unto us as a church, as a community, as a society, since the creation of time. And over time, the leaders, just a few years down the line, they thought, I think we can sink a borehole. And when the borehole was sunk, just up here, there was so much water, so sweet, that we can fill all the containers that we have and still have more. Bonasifiwe. The water that is down here, there's no measure, there's no scale to tell us how much it is. And today we have bottled water called Gihon. There was a river in Genesis chapter 2 in Israel, in the Garden of Eden, called Gihon. And Reverend Ambrose, and I honor you together with Reverend Simon and the leadership of the church for this opportunity even to share. He named the water Gihon, meaning there's a gushing out of life. And many a times, actually, since then, now we don't even pay water. We have enough water for our own. Even for the City Council, now it becomes the supplementary, which was the one we are relying upon. Have you been struggling a lot, not wondering what to do? May you accept this gift. There's a gift given already. It's just up to you to see, to open your eyes, and to get a revelation what kind of a gift it is. Is it in your relationship? Is it in your business? Whichever area that God has given unto you, and maybe you have been struggling, even in the year 2024, you have tried your best. You have contracted the masters and the experts. But still, you have fallen short of, just like the wedding in the Cana of Galilee. Yet they had contracted, but they still ran short. Thank God they had invited this gift in form of a son, Jesus Christ. Bwana asifiwe. Amen. And therefore, there's a gift given to us. I don't know how many in our midst today, is there a mother or a father with a son 30 years old in the sanctuary today? Anyone? You are there and you are accompanied by your son who is 30 years old. Just like Mary and Jesus. Because Jesus was 30 years old. I have a gift for you. Anyone? Stand up. Get stand up. Together with your son. The son is just appreciate him. We have some. They are studying. The son and the father. Yes, come. We have a gift for you. Let's appreciate them. Let's appreciate them as they come. Being at the right place at the right time. Bwana asifiwe. That's the mother and the son. Wow. This is the mom and the son. And the son is 30 years of age. Isn't it? That's when Jesus started his ministry. And I prophesy, may what God intended for you and your life, may it have a new revelation now. In Jesus' name. The mom, you already know what your son has, the gifting that he has. May they now go serve to the nations. And therefore, I give you this gift. Both of you. Thank you. Let's appreciate them even as they sit. Some of you are saying, "Singekuwa that." Sasa my son, anataka kulala sasa tugekuja. The gift given, the measure. And I know now, right now, you're trying to measure, monetary, your bahasha ikona nini. Isn't it? Labda ikona. And most of the time, that's what we do. We try to measure the gift given unto us. That ring, when you got that ring, said, this ring is from Nagin and Patin. And this one is from China. The other one is got it from. We try to measure the gift. But the gift given unto us, there's no measure, there's no scale. And that's what I'm saying, the water that is underground here, there's no technology that can be able to measure the amount of water under here. And it is given for us as a church, as far as we want. Actually, even if this church was to be here for 100 years, the water is still sufficient for all of us. That's the gift that God has given unto us. There's no measure, there's no scale that you can be able to measure and say, this is how much it is. And therefore we celebrate this unspeakable gift that God has given unto us in form of a son, in form of a savior. And I will come and tell you, may you invite, may you just welcome. Maybe you have tried your life in the year 2024, your marriage, you have even gone to counselors, experts, but things are not working. Maybe it's a cessation, maybe you have a court case. Maybe you have an issue that you have tried all your best. You have involved whoever you thought is the right person to do. But still you are falling short of, like the couple in their wedding. I welcome you. I beseech you, brothers and sisters, may you accept this gift. May you invite this gift. Like this couple just invited Mary and Jesus and his four disciples then. But still, that was the Savior. And when Jesus engaged with obedience, whatever he tells you to do, just do. And they were told to do what? Fill in all the gallons. Deacon Josh, when I was reflecting about the gallons, that they were able to draw water on a well. Because they didn't have rivers. They didn't have tapped water. So they had to draw the water from a well. Maybe they were able to fill around 680 liters of a tank. It was work. But that was just what they were expected to do, obedience, to feel. And then draw and go and serve. Obedience. It comes with a responsibility. And it became the best wine ever served in that region. And you can imagine the abundance that was there. You can imagine the abundance that was that community. So the wine was the best, so akalewa wote. You can imagine. And it's good when you're studying the word, you imagine. You try to put imagination in your life. How it was. Isn't it? You can imagine 680 liters of wine, how long it went. It was almost a month, because it was the finest. So unachapa tot kidogo. Bwana asifiwe. The other aspect that I want us to look about is the unspeakable in its nature. The unspeakable in its nature. The abundance of the gift. John 2:6, where we read 2:6 to 10, it says, now there were set there six water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it talks about there's a gift. There's a gift. And maybe media can give us Ephesians 3:20. It says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Within us. The abundance of this gift. And many a times, and I feel, and even as I was preparing this, there are quite a number of things that already God has released for us. But because of the worldly standards, the worldly system, we are not able to tap them. Just like the church, we struggle many years paying hefty bills of water, yet we had enough on our own. And a story is given of a farmer, and I'll read that. For over time, he struggled. And one day, he's called Benjamin, a very humble farmer. He went to heaven, and upon his arrival at the pearly gates, he was welcomed by St. Peter, who greeted him warmly and offered him a tour of heaven. And as they walked, Benjamin the farmer noticed something very peculiar. That is a massive warehouse filled with beautifully wrapped boxes. Curious, he asked, St. Peter, what are all these gifts? St. Peter smiled knowingly and said, these are the gifts people prayed for but never claimed. Benjamin's jaw dropped. Never claimed? What do you mean? Well, said St. Peter, God loves giving gifts, but sometimes people don't trust him enough to receive them or think they are not worthy of such blessings. Intrigued, Benjamin pointed to a massive gold box with his name written in bold letters. That one's mine. What's this inside? St. Peter chuckled. Open it. Benjamin opened the box, and inside was everything he had ever dreamt of. A vast farm, good health, plenty of food, and the most dazzling array of shiny new tools. Wait, Benjamin exclaimed, this is exactly what I prayed for when I was alive. Why didn't I get it? St. Peter sighed. Well, Benjamin, every time God tried to send you a blessing, you told him, no, I don't deserve it. Or I'll manage on my own. You are too humble, hallelujah, to accept this gift. Feeling sheepish, Benjamin scratched his head. So what's the lesson here? St. Peter cleans. Next time, trust the giver. The greatest gift is not about what is inside the box. It's about knowing the heart of the one who gives that. Praise God. What does that lesson or that story teach us? That sometimes we overthink of God's generosity. Like Benjamin the farmer. We might say, I'm fine, I don't need that, but God delights in blessing us, just as he gave us his greatest gift of his only begotten Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we accept this gift. Don't learn this life on your own. Involve him. Let him be the one on the steering wheel. Don't say, I'm in charge. Don't say, I'm educated. I'm an expert into this. Be like Peter. Peter, when he realized, when he met Jesus, as a fisherman early in the morning, he was folding his nets to go, so that he go home, to come back in the evening. But he met Jesus, and he welcomed him. And Jesus, can I use your boat? Can I? Actually, he never even asked to use his boat. He just stepped into his boat and told Peter, push me a little. I don't know how many of us today, after this service, someone gets into your car and tells you, I'm going to Kayole, and you are going to Limuru. You accept to drive them to Kayole without complaining. How many? you comfortably. Okay, sawa, let's go. For Peter, he pushed the boat a little. He never asked the question. And when Jesus had preached, he told Peter, now, do what? Throw your nets. And most likely, it was on the shallow end. But out of obedience, he said, I'm an expert in this lake. I'll spend the whole night. I know where how to fish. I know where you get this fish. No, with obedience. Just like the team who are told, just do as he instructs you to do. He threw the net. When he tried to pull, he realized he cannot be able to do it on his own. He beckoned his neighbor. When we obey, we not only help ourselves, but even we help and become a blessing to those who are surrounding us and generation to come. And the consequences of the vice versa is the same. If we disobey, there is generation, the destiny that is attached to each and every one of you also get lost. Bonus if you will. And so, as Peter, and even as this team, with obedience, may we invite Jesus. May we accept whatever he instructs us to do. May we be faithful to follow and do. And out of that, there will be abundance. There will be an overflow in our lives. There will be good health, our family and generation. This gospel will not end with you. Your children also will carry it along. We'll take it from you. And also generation and generation because of obedience. Bonus, if you will. Let's celebrate the goodness of God because of his obedience. The unspeakable, glorious in its measure. The second one, the unspeakable in its nature. Gift of divine glory revealed. In John chapter 2, verse 11, where we read, it says, John 2:11. He says, this beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. When he was doing this, he had already recruited around 4 disciples. So he was still on the journey. Not all the disciples were there. Colossians chapter 1, 26 to 27. Media, if you can give us that. The gift that transcends our understanding. Colossians 1:26 is the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. Verse 27, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Verse 27, glory, divine glory revealed. When you accept this gift, it's like getting a gift. We are in the season of Christmas. And some of you have already received those boxes, or some of you have already received some. It comes in layers. When you review this, you find, oh, there is peace. When I accept this gift, there is peace. There is joy. There's even eternal life promised. As in, it comes in layers. Glory revealed. And not just the gift that we give. The gift that we give is just one box you open. Maybe it's a pair of shoes. Maybe it's a keys. For a 4x4, hallelujah. May someone receive that. Yeah? That you'll be able to give a 4x4. Isn't it? Receive that grace and anointing that I can also give something like that. Not only looking forward to receive. That God has blessed me also to release and to give. When we receive that, you just want and you continue. But the gift that God has given unto us, the glory revealed, when we accept, it comes in different portions. In different portions. In different portions. Our businesses, our family, our children, our career. Name them. The glory revealed. The gifts that transcends our understanding. They are known, yet promised. In Second Corinthians that we have read, it talks about, however as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. This gift, when we accept it, over time, day by day, year by year, you get a different revelation, a different understanding. And therefore, even in this season of Christmas, may you not just see it as another Christmas. I know you have lived many Christmas You have heard this message of Christmas year in, year out. But may you get a different revelation now in Jesus' name. Amen? That may you get a different charge. That even as we gather together as families this week, some of you maybe you are saying, I'm not going to meet even my brothers and my sisters. I know. Some of you, because you're on issue of secession, you're wondering, what do I do now? I cannot meet my brothers or my sisters face to face. It's a murky family. I'm praying, may you invite Jesus to go along with you. And when you get to that gate, tell God, Jesus, take charge now. Take charge now. Be in charge of this compound. Be in charge of this farm. So that even when you'll be having a sitting with your family, with your brothers, with your siblings, there'll be no tension. Jesus is in charge. Jesus is in charge. And therefore, may you be bold enough. Maybe you are the only one who is saved, who can testify that Jesus is your personal savior. And even now as you go, everyone is having their own life. And you wonder, now where do I start with this family of ours? May you be bold, may you be courageous enough to say, before we do anything, let's pray. Let's invite Jesus into our gathering. And you see, it will be a special Christmas that you come with a testimony in January. So if you're facing that kind of a challenge today, you are then, do I go for this Christmas? Do I go home? Do I not? May you get that charge and that boldness. The mystery revealed. The promise that God has promised if we accept this gift. The third one is the unspeakable in his pressure. The joy, the true joy, and the satisfaction that this gift gives us to us. John chapter 2 verse 10, and we read, and he said to them, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. When you accept this gift and unwrap it, some of you receive this gift but you don't even open it. When you receive Christ, may you know he is the one in charge. Don't still continue being the one you are in control. Let him be. And you'll be able to see the sweetness. You can imagine if the wine never ran short in that wedding. Jesus could have just waited at the wedding and did what? And went back home. We could not have heard of Jesus, isn't it? Until there was scarcity. May we know that we are all scarce in one way or the other. Amen? And it's only Jesus, when we invite this gift into our life, that there will be an overflow and there will be completeness and wholeness when we welcome this gift in form of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So unspeakable in his pressure. So when they invited Jesus, there was the best wine. There was sweetness. And even the master, who thought he is an expert in planning the weddings. You know, when you are planning the wedding, you involve those guys, you have committees, and you know, they check everything. Yeah, they are the experts. But still, there's something comes out. Maybe that morning, the battery of the car is not, so we have need to change cars, you don't know where to hire. There's something that just happens. For those who have done weddings before, you know, when we are planning of our wedding, and my wife, she is in the house, we had those committee and experts, and we planned for everything. But on a Thursday, when our wedding was on a Saturday, so 2 days to our wedding, I got sick, and I was admitted in hospital for the first time in my life. Some of you know this story. Some of the experts, quote-unquote, could not have thought about. And I know, I remember my wife, now they were in the salon, they were wondering, okay, now you're being prepared for the wedding. Where is the groom? Groom was in the hospital. So many are times when we are planning things, thinking that we have it all. We have it all in charge. But may I tell you, we are not. There's the one who is in charge. And when we welcome him and invite him into our lives, we're able to experience the joy, the sweetness that cannot be experienced by any system of this world. And so when they ran short of wine, what did that happen? When Jesus came into, they had the best wine, the sweetest wine. Even the master asking, you mean this couple, they had the best wine, and they never told me. It's only those who drew the water knew what this type of wine was. when we involve Jesus into our lives, into our affairs, there is sweetness, there is joy into our lives. 1 Peter chapter 8 says, you love him even though you have never seen him. Though not seeing him, you trust him. And even you are happy with the inexpressible joy that comes from heaven itself. So in the same way Jesus Christ offers a joy that is unspeakable, full of glory, the world offers pleasures that are temporal, that are fleeting, and often unfulfilling. But the joy found in Christ is lasting and deeper than any worldly pleasure. The gift that you received, even if you received a gift in form of gold, rings, ornaments, homes, cars, children, see, they become of age. Wanaenda. The same baby ulimshika hivi akiwa katoka baby in hospital one day old, you are happy, you are all over the moon, you are updating social media. 14 years or 15 years down the line, now the young boy is a teenager. He's not even home. Now you are crying. So are you having the same feeling you had when this was a baby? No. Some even go. And now you come here seeing Pastor. Pastor, now can you talk to my son, to my daughter? Yet, when you receive this gift, you are out of this world. You are so happy. The gift that God has given unto us never changes. The joy that he brings, he says, his blessings are not followed by any sorrow. And so may we accept this gift, this season that we are into. May we unwrap it. What have you been trusting God for? Is it peace? Is it joy? Is it rest? Rest upon him. He talks about in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who you are weary and what? And burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. This is the kind of gift that we have been promised and had been given to us 2,000 years ago, and it hasn't changed. Is it hope? You have struggled. You can't even get sleep. Your hope is almost diminishing now. You are thinking otherwise, as young people sometimes. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his grace, mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Is it freedom? You are feeling like you are being surrounded by anything. And I'm saying sometimes even in this country, Mze Minor, over the years, there's a gift that God has already released in this country. Just like he released the gift of water in this church. But over time we struggled the same way. God has released a special gift in this country. Natural minerals in this country. But our leaders, and I pray that God, may they receive this gift of Christ, so that we'll be able to know that even before our young people go to a different country, there's so much into this country that our every other person, every other young person, will be able to benefit out of this. This abundance in our nation. And even as we close over to the year 2025, my prayer on this altar is that may there be a lightening, may there be awakening, may there be a revelation to our leaders, even as they listen, that we have enough for this country. Before we send our special, our young people to nations we know nothing about, that they have enough to tap from this country in form of minerals, in form of agriculture, in form of brains, innovation in this country. May we invite Jesus to reveal unto us the sweetness of this country. Bonus, if you will. Is it grace that you are trusting God for? John 1:6 says, out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. When we accept this gift, when we unwrap this gift, you receive love. You receive salvation. And maybe you are here. You are just living. You have never even said, pronounced with your mouth, Jesus as your personal Savior. You have never accepted this gift that was given way before even we knew about it. Our time is now. Don't just say, I'll do it next time. Next time you may not know it. When it is still day today, may you receive. The Bible says, when it is still day, do what is expected of you, for the night is coming. We don't know how the night may come. May you say, I'll go home different. Maybe you had planned otherwise in terms of this Christmas. Accept Jesus today. Tell him, I welcome you. I welcome this gift that is so special and the glorious gift that has ever been given to humanity. So that you get to be able to understand the measure of it. Be able to understand the joy, the pleasure that it gives, and the nature of this gift. Praise God. Even as I invite the worship team to lead us in one hymn, that we pledge our allegiance to this gift given to us. You are there, you have struggled in the year 2024. You have tried your best. We pray a special prayer that the year 2025 will not just another year. That even before the year 2024 comes to an end, you shall experience a different revelation. May we welcome. You are looking forward to go. You have not even planned to go to visit or to have a fellowship with your family because of the issues in the family. I'm charging you now. May you don't go alone. Go with Jesus. Go with Jesus. Welcome him as a gift for this season, and you shall have a revelation. You shall have a miracle, just like the couple in their wedding. As we sing this, may we pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. If you are there, we have our deacons here. You like to give your life to Christ. You like to have a special prayer based on what you have gone through. You have tried your best. You have tried your best. And still you have fallen short of what you expected. Just like the couple in the wedding. They did their best, but still fell short of the wine. Invite Jesus to add sweetness into your life. May worship team lead us into this song. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to
you. Can be upstanding. Our deacons will be here if you need that special prayer. One is an opportunity for you. Have you tried your best, your personal best, and you have fallen short of it? I welcome you. I invite you into his presence. The moment is now.
With all my strength, with all my arm, I will see to honor his command. I pray allegiance.
Let's celebrate the good. Let's celebrate the Lord. We pledge allegiance to you, O King of Glory. You gave us this gift in form of a child, O King of Kings. And Father, we receive it now. We unwrap it. And Father, we have to experience what it meant for that you loved us and you gave us this gift, O King of Glory. Father, we have carried out throughout the year 2024, Abba Father. We have tried our own effort. We have tried our expertise. We have tried our own wisdom, O Abba Father. But we have still fallen short of glory, O dear Lord. Father, now we invite this gift and we welcome it, Father, O dear Lord. So there may be abundance. There will be an overflow. There will be sweetness that was experienced in the Cana of Galilee, O Abba Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Abba Father. Thank you for these brethren. Thank you for your faithful, O Abba Father. Those who are following online, those who are following later, O Abba Father, that they experience you as they accept this gift, Father, even as they go in their family, in their gathering this week, O Abba Father, that, Father, you will be on the driving seat. You will be the one in charge and in control, dear Lord. And may we experience abundance. May we experience sweetness in our lives and in our affairs and in our celebration, King of Glory. You are the reason for this season, Almighty Father. We worship you, we praise you. And now this, Father, we pray, believing and trusting in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen and amen. Let's celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He has done it and he continue doing it because he's a good God. One as if he were. And therefore, even as we share the words of grace together, as we head to Christmas, I wish you a lovely Merry Christmas. May you be a good ambassador of Christ. May you share this in your family platform. May you share this in all the gathering that you find yourself into. May you come with a testimony, seeing what God has. May you say, I'll lead someone to Christ this season. Be not celebrating, be not just having, making merry. I'll lead someone to Christ. As if you were. And therefore, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may you be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, and the depth, and the height of this gift, to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And therefore now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church of Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Turn to your neighbor, even as we share the words of grace. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Merry Christmas. God loves you. Shalom.